Welcome back to Entertainment Talk. Today I'm here to do another film review. This one is going to be for Jurassic World Rebirth, the newest film in the Jurassic franchise, and probably the start of a new trilogy. I'm your host, Matthew, and let's start off spoiler-free. We'll go to our rating system first. We've got strong must-see. Must-see, don't skip, possible skip, skip, and hard skip. My expectations were very low going into this film. Really, really low. You can probably still find it on the site. I did not like Jurassic World Dominion at all. In fact, the more I've thought about that film over the years, the less I've liked it. And I know it's not fair, necessarily, to let my disappointment of that film affect my feelings on this film, because this is the start of a new thing. Heard some mixed things going in. I know this film's been out since Wednesday, technically, so I guess they're going to do the usual thing of counting Wednesday to Sunday as the box office weekend, which isn't how that's supposed to work, but never mind. I saw some, like, odd mixed reviews on this. Some people saying they really, really loved it. Some people said it was terrible. But what did I think of the film? I quite liked it. Now, I don't know if that's because my expectations were so low. I know I hadn't done, like, a preview. I hadn't done any trailer talks for this or anything. My mindset going in was kind of, I know I like the Jurassic franchise a lot, and I like dinosaurs. Dinosaurs are very, very cool. So are dragons, but dinosaurs are also very cool. And can I go into this film ignoring the past, so Dominion and whatever else, and just enjoy this film for what it is? And am I able to have fun with this film? Because one of the arguments about a franchise like a Jurassic franchise is, hey, can't you just switch your brain off, have some fun, and enjoy some dinosaur action? And I did indeed manage to do that, and I managed to do that quite well. This film surprised me, though, and this film has got a very weird, not structure. And we're back. So, just had to deal with some rain. What was I saying? It was about, yeah, so I was able to go into this film and do the switch your brain off, kind of enjoy it. Now, the film started and it's doing its build-up phase, right? Introducing these new characters and telling us who they are and what they're doing and what the plan is and what sort of thing. Some of which I still think could have been edited down. Because, again, one of the arguments about this franchise is, can you switch your brain off, enjoy it, and not worry about, you know, character development? Which is fair enough, but if you can actually do it, then that's great. What's the first, like, I don't know if I'd say it's the first quarter, but the first, like, chunk of this film, I was like, oh, okay, we're going down this route. I didn't say, by the way, what my rating was and what I was going to... I was going to go with a don't skip, and a 9. That's going to be my the actual score I go for, although you'd see the don't skip in the title anyway. But yeah, don't skip and a 9 out of 10. but yeah, it starts the first kind of quarter, starts the first, like, piece of itself. And I'm like, okay, I like all these actors that are here. Can you give me something, not to care about them, but something in something to, you know, cling onto with them? So that if they die, I'm at least, you know, somewhat bothered. And in the first quarter, I was genuinely a bit bored by the first quarter. Just because, and again, I don't mind the setup and stuff, but I even still, after coming out the other side and saying that I like the film, I still think that bit just does, it does take a bit too long. There's some other, like, writing bits and pieces and a few other things. I do think the writing in this film is averagely decent. I don't know if that's, like, a backhanded compliment I'm trying to do there, but it's not as bad as I feared early doors. And again, I don't think you're looking for anything Shakespearean in a Jurassic film, but... because the thing you're more looking for in a Jurassic film is, like, logic, and does this set piece, because these films are full of set pieces, aren't they, does the set piece make sense? Does the dinosaur's behavior make sense? Does the human's behavior make sense? And what while it's easy enough to go, like a character's in peril, and you go, you should be doing this thing in this scenario because you can see it clearly, but they're in the heat of the moment, so. And of course, we're capable of mistakes as humans. So sometimes it is easy to still do that and think that you know the perfect and best thing to do in each scenario. But then if you were to put yourself in those shoes, it might not be as easy because, you know, you've got a dinosaur breathing down your neck. They did all of that a lot better. There wasn't other than one bit which I could see why they were setting it up a particular way. There's a part where a character goes, kind of a spoiler, but I won't say it in a spoilery way. There's this group of four characters at one point, and one of them does the classic, you guys wait here and look after each other, I'm gonna go for a wee in the bush, right? And for some reason, they walked seemingly pretty far away from where those characters were, and then the camera's facing them, obviously, you know, chest up or whatever. And then there's like, oh, a few dinosaurs that, you know, sneak behind them and things like that. And it's like, well, if you hadn't gone so far away from the group, you might not be like, because this character was like still walking. I'm like, why are you going so far away from them? But there was an interesting little other thing that they did in that scene, which I was like, oh, okay, that's fair enough. So little bits like that, but for the most part, I didn't come away with having problems with those things. It was mainly just the start. And maybe again it was kind of, I'm sitting down for another Jurassic film, I hope at least at minimum this is better than the previous one, which this one's much better than the previous one. I'm sitting down there, I've got kind of the sort of, I want to be impressed more this time, how early can you do that? And then you do the slow introduction and I was kind of, oh, okay, please don't give me, you know, 2 hours of this again. But then after the introduction, the film just, in my opinion, got better. So that was good. But I'm now actually in a position where I'm more like my excitement and my interest in, because it's obviously going to get at least one sequel, if not an actual full trilogy, because it's making quite a lot of money as well. I'm actually going to be more interested and more excited when, you know, trailers for the next one and whatever come up, rather than not worrying but being concerned about sort of, okay, have you actually improved this since the last one? So all of those worries have been swept aside now, as long as you keep the same people and you do something similar in the next film. I think this film's got a surprising amount of heart as well, which is something I didn't really expect. I found myself, even though right now if you said name one character, I couldn't do it off the top of my head. This is still one of them films where, like, how many people are gonna remember Scarlett Johansson's character's name? Or when they talk about those scenes, are they gonna say, oh, when Scarlett Johansson did this, when Mahershala Ali did this and that? How many of us are gonna. But that's never really been like a thing, has it? That we remember these characters. They're all given names, but how many of us actually remember them? So that's still kind of there, but that's fine. But yeah, I'm curious to see where they come, where they kind of go with this next one. But I thought the set pieces were really, really good. Surprisingly intense. I couldn't quite tell as well. Like you get that some of the smaller characters are in pale, in not in pale, in peril, not pale, in peril. That the characters are in peril and, like, you know, dinosaurs going at them and will they actually survive? And there's some really, really close calls in this film, and I wasn't really sure who was safe, apart from, you know, probably the main character, that sort of thing, at least for the early part of the film. But then they did a pretty good job with that. There's this, like, family of four as well that I thought were interesting. At first, when they showed the first set piece, I was like, okay, why are these characters in this film? And then I started caring about them more, and there's some interesting little bits of development there that I thought they actually did pretty well with. There's some water set pieces, there's some boat set pieces, there's some cliff set pieces. There's of course your very, very, very big dinosaurs. And then there's your other very, very, very big dinosaurs as well, so that was really good. But No, I just found myself sitting there and enjoying it. And when certain characters did die, because there's one particular character that gets killed in a certain way, and I was like, oh, they've so it felt, at least to me in the moment, it felt quite sudden when one of the characters was gone. Because one minute they were somewhere, and then they were just down the throat of a dinosaur, and I was like, oh, right, okay, that character's gone. It was just a quick kind of gulp thing. I don't know. That was very interesting. They actually do not like the most intricate plot kind of thing, but there's a few questions that are posed. Now, they don't go into deep morality or politics, or you don't really get anything like that here. It's a bit more of a kind of, we have this option or this option, but we're not going to discuss it for 20, 30 minutes. We're going to have a couple of quick scenes where the characters question a couple of things, and it doesn't move past that, and that's fine. I didn't expect deep development, but what we got from there was more than I thought that we were going to get. I don't know, maybe this is just a case of I was so beaten down by the previous film, and of course we had not really that long of a break, what, like a couple of years until this one's come out. And because sometimes that can happen, right? Your expectations of something are so low, and you're almost going in expecting it to be bad, which I'll admit that I was hoping it wouldn't be, but expecting that it would be, and then it just surprised me. So it's nice. That's very nice, I suppose. There's a couple of things to talk about in the spoiler section. I'll do that here in a minute. There's not like a deep dive of things, but just talking about a couple of things. Also, I won't bring up what the spoiler is here. There was, because the film came out on Wednesday. Now, this is, if you were to say, okay, which film would you be bothered by being spoiled by? It wouldn't be this necessarily. But there's a spoiler that I saw going around. I started seeing it on Thursday, and I was like, oh, right, okay, that's a spoiler. The spoiler that I saw did not happen in the film. And then when I was on my way home, I thought about the screenshots of a certain spoiler that I saw. Because I stopped thinking about it when it was in the film. I guess my mind just drifted from it or something. But it didn't happen in the film, which was very interesting. So I'm not sure what that was all about. Because I saw a screenshot of it, and then someone said, oh, the leaks are true. Maybe someone did something weird with AI or something. I don't know, but I saw a screenshot of something, and that thing was not in the film. And I looked up before I saw it. There's no post-credit scene. It didn't seem like something that was a post-credit scene anyway. It seemed like something that was in the main film. But yeah, there's no post-credit scene anyway. I looked up before I should do that more often, actually. Unless it's a Marvel film, then you're pretty sure. Or, for new DCU films. I'm glad that the thing didn't happen, because it was a bit of a bummer of a spoiler. So I'm glad that it didn't actually happen in the film. But I actually didn't notice until I was like halfway on my way home. I was like, wait a minute, that screenshot that I saw, or like the five different screenshots, because it wasn't a video. It was screenshots like of a progressive scene, which is interesting because the thing that was being discussed as to how that spoiler happens, that storyline is in this film, but just the scene isn't, and the film doesn't go anywhere near, like, the same storyline's in there, but the scene I saw is not, it doesn't even come close to happening. So that was interesting, but yeah, I'll talk about that in the spoiler section. But yeah, I enjoyed a Jurassic film, which is good because I really wanted to enjoy this. I didn't want to sit there and be, bored and miserable for 2 hours. Don't get me wrong, it's important to remember when you finish a film or you finish a piece of media that if something disappointed you early on, you don't forget about that part. It doesn't bother me as much anymore because the rest of the film was very good and that trumped that. But yeah, just in terms of pacing, structure, and things like that, just the first quarter. Maybe you'll enjoy the first quarter more than I did. It's just the setup parts, but once they get onto a boat, that's not a spoiler, is it? Once they get onto a boat, the rest of the film's pretty great. So yeah. And again, I wouldn't take that out of the film. I would just trim it down by like 10 minutes or so. Anyway, yeah, that's my thoughts on Jurassic World Rebirth. Could this reignite into an actual great trilogy? I hope so, because I really want something good. I remember liking a few of the second trilogy, maybe the first, maybe the second one. The original three I haven't seen for a long time. Those could be some classic reviews episodes one days. What one day? Very interesting stuff. Good. I enjoyed it. Very, very good. I wouldn't say I loved it. I wouldn't say it was like excellent or anything. Oh, it's excellent at points. Like some of those set pieces are really good. But again, maybe it's the sort of just I genuinely expected nothing from this film, and it gave me something. So maybe that's the effect that this film has had. So we'll see. In fact, the last one was so bad that I remember when we went to do our best and worst of 20 whatever 2023 maybe 2022. It was the previous one, Dominion, was so bad I forgot to put it on my worst films list. So and then remembered like a week, well not a week, a couple of days later. So, but we're back. We have a fresh start to hopefully a great new trilogy, and we'll see where things go. Anyway, are you going to see Jurassic World Rebirth? There's a lot of films out right now, of course, a lot of things battling for that box office money. You've got Elio that's out, you've got 28 Years Later that's out, you've got is Sinners still out? Sinners is it was out for a bit. Of course, you've got Lilo and Stitch, you've got a whole bunch of stuff. So yeah, let me know if you're gonna, I mean, you could watch all of the films that you want, couldn't you? But yeah, let me know if this review pushed you towards or further away from the film. Hopefully you go and enjoy it. If you have seen it, did you like it more than me, less than me, or about the same amount? Did you see the apparently spoiler, which isn't actually a spoiler? Yeah, because that thing definitely didn't happen. You would have noticed if that would have happened. Anyway, let me know your thoughts, feelings, questions, comments, whatever on Jurassic World Rebirth. Do you think this is the start of a new trilogy? Again, doing very well at the box office. I heard it's on track for 300 million opening weekend. Again, that's from Wednesday to Sunday, but that's really good for like basically 1 week's worth of box office. That's really, really good. So yeah, and we don't even have like all the Sunday numbers or maybe all the Saturday numbers, but I saw 300 million floating around, so probably going to be getting a sequel. Anyway, Matthew at entertainmenttalk.org, social media, eTalk UK Entertainment Talk, and his information in your show notes. In the meantime, you can find everything else that we do on entertainmenttalk.org. TV, games, films, main night podcasts. Check out what we do as new gaming talk this week. There is, of course, Last of Us podcasts, other film reviews, a bunch of them recently. 28 Years Later, Elio, Sinners, Thunderbolts, a bunch of stuff. I can't even remember all of them. So check those out. And of course, film reviews, very, very big one next week. James Gunn's written and directed Superman. Not just reboot for Superman, but reboot for DC. Can he do it? Will it be any good? And what does it all mean? I did do a preview for that a preview podcast for that film if you want to check that out in the meantime. And of course, I think 2 weeks after that is Fantastic Four. So we've started off with the triple big July releases, Jurassic World, which I've just reviewed here for you now, although there's a spoiler section to do. Superman, next weekend, very big film, and then about 2 weeks later, Fantastic Four: First Steps, which I've also done a preview podcast for. So if you want something to tide you over with those bits of content, there's previews of both of those films. What else are we doing? Yeah, bunch of stuff. Entertainmenttalk.org, podcast platforms, Entertainment Talk, TV, games, films, Man United podcast. If you want to support what we do, of course, entertainmenttalk.org. And yeah, podcast platforms, Entertainment Talk. What about social media? If someone mentions something we've podcasted on, please tell them about said podcast. Patreon, $5, $10 level tiers. Free podcast review options. Look for that as well if you like to. TV and film news. Geek Town Radio on Tuesdays on hiatus at the moment. For that, but geektown.co.uk is still going for its TV and film news posts. So look out for all of those as well. And of course, there's YouTube Entertainment Talk Plays. Thanks very much for listening. And I'll see you on the other side for a spoiler section, but a spoiler section that also includes something that wasn't actually a spoiler. Make of that what you will. Anyway, for those of you who are spoiler free, Thank you for listening, and I'll catch you next time. See you on the other side.
Hi there, if you're looking to get started with a website of your own and a domain name, we've got good news for you. With our affiliate link with Kualu, you can click on that link which is in your show notes, which is for our affiliate link. You can go over to Kualu to get started with your website and domain name today. They've also got a very handy chat support system which is usually in the bottom right hand corner to send messages back and forth to Kualu if you'd like to ask them for help to get started with your domain name and website today. So that's Kualu, and you can use them to get started with your website and domain name today. Thank you very much to Kualu for this affiliate link. Hi there, if you'd like to get rid of the ads in Entertainment Talks podcasts and listen to the ad-free versions of our episodes, we've got good news for you there as well. You can subscribe to Entertainment Talk at either the $5 level tier or $10 level tier. The $5 level tier will get you access to all of Entertainment Talk's previous ad-free podcasts and the future ad-free podcasts that we make in the month that you're subscribed for. If you also subscribe to us at the $10 level tier, that will get you that benefit that I've just mentioned, and it'll also grant you access to request a review for 2 episodes of a TV show and a general discussion on that show, or a film review of your choice. So if there's a TV show out there or a film that we've not covered perhaps and you'd like our opinion on it, we can watch 2 episodes of that TV show or film review. So it's one of either of those per month. Of course, if you continue subscribing each month, you can pick a TV show, then a film the next month, and so on and so forth. This is a great way to support Entertainment Talk, get your ad-free podcasts, and also get some reviews of your choice. Thank you very much for supporting us, and thank you for listening. Back to the show.
Alright, we're in the spoiler section, which I'm going to start off by talking about something that doesn't happen in the film. Of course, if you've not seen Jurassic World Rebirth, go and watch it. It's very good. I really enjoyed it. Don't skip 9 out of 10. So the spoiler that I saw that didn't happen in the film was something to do with Scarlett Johansson's character coming into contact with a dinosaur or something. And her face gets, like, scales on it. And then there was a discussion on that of, like, oh, the leaks were true. Well, I watched from beginning to the end of this film. And she's on a boat at the end of this film. And her face is fine and she's fine. And there's nothing that comes anywhere close to her face getting scales or getting mutated. I actually saw 5 images. I didn't see a video. I saw 5 images where it was like her in a scene with a character and she slowly gets scales on her face, and it actually, and I looked for it when I got home, and now weirdly, interestingly enough, I can't find the spoiler anymore, which is convenient, isn't it? That she, or it was something like that. Anyway, I read a little bit of it and then clicked it off because I was already kind of half-spoiled, but I didn't want any context. So I don't know what the context of that is supposed to be, but that doesn't happen at all in this film. So for those of you who didn't see that but did see this film and you're like, what the hell is that about? Well, I'm in the same boat because I don't know what that spoiler was all about. And I looked up on Twitter afterwards because Twitter is where I saw it. I like Googled some stuff as well. And the spoiler that isn't actually a spoiler is just gone. Unless there was like some dialogue to do with that I missed. But why did I see a screenshot of her face with scales on it? That's weird. I'm glad that didn't happen though, because I think that means that she died or something. Anyway, none of that actually happened in this film. So I want to talk a little bit about one death that surprised me. So when the doctor and Scarlett's character are in that little cave thing, like they're getting the thing from the sample, whatever they needed from the egg, and then that pecky little dinosaur comes up, and there was a guy on the cliffside, and he's doing the knocking on the thing, and which I thought was quite fun and quite funny. And then the dinosaur starts flying, starts swooping. I thought they did that well quite a lot of times in this film, like the sort of, is the character aware that there's a dinosaur just looming in the background? Anyway, fast forward, he gets all the way to the top of this hill. And I was like trying to keep an eye on like where the wires were, who was in danger and all this kind of stuff. And then suddenly, and it wasn't an editing problem, it wasn't a pacing thing, it just happened suddenly. It wasn't like a way that it happened wasn't a problem. And then he just got gulped. And I was like, oh, right. Okay, I guess the dinosaur just like pecked over at him and just swooped him up and just it happened so fast. It just happened before I even sort of noticed it, and all of a sudden he got swallowed. So that was that was quite unfortunate, quite sad. Very glad that the family of four didn't die. So of course the boyfriend, dad, younger sister, and the well the daughter and the younger daughter. Again, I can't remember any characters' names. I think one of them was called Madeline, maybe. Very glad that didn't happen. I'm glad that none of the guys, because it could have happened at one point, doing the sort of "I'll hold the dinosaur off while you run away." I don't mind that, but it can be a little bit cliche sometimes. So glad that they didn't die. That whole boat set piece was awesome. I don't want to say incredible. Incredible is a bit too high praise, but I wasn't sure who of them or if all of them were gonna die. I wasn't really sure what was gonna happen there. And then you get the bit with the young girl that's trying to like swim away at the end. Wasn't sure if she was gonna live or die. I couldn't remember if kids are safe in these films. So because I know that they've got the Netflix show with like the younger characters, but this is a different ball game. So that was really good. I genuinely do think the dinosaurs that are the smaller ones that fly around, I think that they're more dangerous than the bigger ones because they can fly first of all, so you can't get like high ground on them. They can peck at you in like really tiny spaces, like that little cave bit that the two characters are in. They're quite quick. And yeah, they can just get into tighter spaces. Whereas with like, okay, the massive dinosaurs, obviously, if they get you in the open, you're in big trouble. But they're slower. Their mouths are a lot bigger, so that they can't peck at you in like smaller places. So there's that. And like, because we saw with the boat bit where it tried to get its mouth in between the thing, that it couldn't do that. So I'm not saying that they're safer, but the other ones can just get into tighter spaces, and they're getting into all the air ducts and things like that, and they can like peck at you with more precision and stuff. So anyway, glad Mahershala's character survived. I thought that there was something going on with that, just because like nobody, you didn't really, it didn't look conclusive, and then he got away. I think it was just a case because I was thinking, okay, he's got the not Molotov, the flare lit up. Why doesn't he just like throw it somewhere and then run away eventually? But he had a different plan and that worked, so that was pretty good. I like the gate set piece. I like the set piece with the mutated dinosaur, with Rupert Friend, the guy from not Homelander, from Homeland. I thought that was really quite good. You could tell when he was getting that gun off the tree that was going to come up later, so that was good. What else is there to talk about? Yeah, they got back safely. They decided to give the thing to everybody. I don't think we saw the continuation of that, but that's probably for the next film to sort of see what goes on there. So that was really good. Even the little dinosaur friend one got saved. I thought that was quite good. Lost a few other characters on the way. That was unfortunate. But again, with like the boat set piece and the bad guy leaving the girl to die, I wasn't sure if she was going to be safe. I liked how I couldn't just quite tell who was safe in this film. I thought that was a bit of a refreshing change of pace. So that was good. I think that's it. Yeah. You did it. You did a film that you made me happy again about Jurassic, whether it's Park World, whatever. You made me happy again about the Jurassic franchise. I will forget the previous trilogy and just focus on this new one. And you got some good stars to use in the next film. You still got Scarlett hanging around, not with a scaled up dinosaur face. Yeah, that wasn't in there. Mahershala Ali survived, which is good. Good to see him in a film because Marvel can't get Blade together for some reason. So that was good. All right, just doing an edit here. to actually look up this Scarlett Johansson thing. I found an actual article. This is actually on IMDb because it was just bothering me and I wanted to know what it was about. It says Jurassic World Rebirth, Scarlett Johansson transforms into a dinosaur in a hilarious leaked trailer. Yeah, in a hilarious leaked trailer, it says as dino fans anxiously await a first look at some footage from the next movie in blah blah blah, a blockbusting Jurassic World franchise. A leaked trailer for Rebirth has been doing the rounds online. It says some pretty convincing VFX, no doubt AI assisted, which I pointed out, is on display in the brief clip, which finds Zora, so Scarlett's character, and Jonathan, which was the Doctor's character, making their way through a jungle as Bennett stops to strike an action pose. We see her begin to transform into a dinosaur. This is what I was talking about a minute ago. It says the final few shots show Johansson in full Velociraptor mode, with a wig on for good measure. Believe it or not, this obviously fake trailer has fooled a few people online, which is probably a sign of how silly these movies have become. Though the notion of a human dino hybrid may seem ridiculous, the idea was actually considered for the fourth Jurassic Park movie. So I didn't know it was part of a fake trailer because I never saw a fake trailer. Because all I saw was screenshots of what looked like it was from the film, because why would it not, surfacing online after the film had come out. So I didn't know about like a faked leaked trailer or something. Anyway, glad it didn't happen anyway. So anyway, thanks for listening, and yeah, I'll see you next time. Goodbye.